Welcome to Conscious Millionaire Podcast, show number 1041 with my featured guest, Michael Sapersky.
This is Michael Sapersky, author of The Elite Consulting Mind. And on today's show, I'm going to share with you the mindset behind success to help you make your first million.
Hello, this is your coach, JV Crum III, and welcome to you from wherever you're listening. This is the show for you, the coach, consultant, or service provider who wants to attract more clients, make a bigger difference, and reach your first million. Thank you for joining me today because we have another great show for you filled with actionable coaching and advice that you can start using today. You're listening to Conscious Millionaire, the syndicated radio show and podcast heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. We're proud that Inc. magazine named us as one of the top 13 business shows for you to listen to in 2017. I want to let you know about my new program, The Divine in Business, Your Real Secret to Profit and Growth. Whether you're a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur, if deep inside you have a spiritual focus in your life and you'd like to discover how to bring your desire to make this a better world into your business more deeply, so that you can both inspire others while increasing your own profit and growth, I'm personally inviting you to join me for my first ever four-week program, The Divine in Business, Your Real Secret to Profit and Growth. To learn more, go to consciousmillionaire.com/divine. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/divine. And now a big shout out to our listeners and friends in Osaka, Japan, and Chicago, Illinois. Now, you're probably going to want to take some notes because today we have a marketing expert in marketing systems, and we're going to be discussing the mindset behind success. And then later in the show, we're going to put our marketing expert to the test with the 48-hour marketing challenge, where he'll be challenged to tell you how to identify and close a high-paying client in 48 hours or less. And a reminder that you can get all the show notes and bonuses from today's show at consciousmillionairemarketing.com. And now please help me welcome our featured guest. He's a coach to elite consultants and CEO of consultingsuccess.com. He's also the author of The Elite Consulting Mind, and he's a leading authority on marketing for consultants and consulting firms. His clients include billion-dollar organizations and global consulting associations. He's coached and trained hundreds of consultants as part of his coaching program, and over 6,000 consultants have taken his course and workshops. Help me welcome from Vancouver, British Columbia, Michael Sapersky. Michael, thank you so much for being on the show.
JV, thank you so much. A real pleasure.
Well, you know, I have a special place for Canada, and it's not just because it's next to the United States, but I think I'm one of the few guys from the States that have come and gone to all 10 provinces and every major city and took a four-month, 30,000-mile road trip in Canada primarily. I love Canada and the Canadian people. You know,
well, you've seen more of it than I have. I tend to try and get out of here in the winters and spend some time somewhere warmer.
Well, I can't understand that, because what is it you don't like about 0-degree weather?
And rain and clouds every day. Exactly.
Right. I've been to Vancouver several times, and I've also been up the Sunshine Coast, you know, on a ferry, which was really cool, and over to Victoria. Mm-hmm. That's just such a beautiful area.
It really is.
Yeah. And Stanley Park is one of my favorite parks, I got to say.
Great place.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, you know, you really are an area that I love, and it's marketing systems. You work exclusively with consultants. Let's dig down, however, into the mindset, because I frequently say 80% of success really is your mindset, and not just believing you can do it, but how you look at things. So mm-hmm. What specifically do you think is important for coaches and consultants to develop in terms of how they look at themselves and their business?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think a lot of people spend a great deal of time these days focusing on tactics and strategies. That's what most books are about. That's what most right. People think that they really need to be successful. But even with all the knowledge, what we call, you know, the competence, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be successful, because the missing element is not just the competence, it's the confidence. And how do you get confidence? Well, you get confidence by actually doing. And in order for people to start doing and implementing, that's where the mindset piece really comes in, right? A lot of people hesitate to take action because there's fear of the unknown. There's a lot of issues that might be on their mind. And so that holds them back. For example, you know, perfectionism is one where a lot of people try and spend a great deal of time to get things ready, but never actually end up implementing. And without implementing, you can't actually, you know, get the result of the feedback that will help you to improve.
Well, you know, I was just recently on the phone with someone who had spent, I was like, you know, they were asking me, well, what do you think of this cover? And what do you think of how this is going? And going, okay, I actually think it looks good. And then I found out they had spent six months doing their landing page. Mm-hmm. And the few pages that came out of it, and they go, I really want to monetize. What do you think I should do? I said, drive some traffic and find out what happens. If exactly. Nobody clicks, that's okay, because at least you found out something needs to change. But you cannot make money just continuing to build the empire on paper.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I often talk about it in terms of people spend time building things, right? We all, the idea of building your website or playing with your logo or getting your presentation ready or, you know, your proposals and all that kind of stuff, but they don't actually get out of the building. And in consulting and in most, you know, businesses, especially when you're talking about a high value sale, there has to be a conversation. There has to be the actual process of building a relationship with the buyer. And if you're spending all your time building things and not actually getting out of the building, and I don't mean that you actually have to physically go and meet someone, right? These days you can do a lot of business from a home office or just, you know, through online.
But Skype, in essence, Zoom.
Yeah, it's where having all my that meetings. Conversation. Exactly.
So let's go back to the mindset. First of all, it's one of those phrases that gets thrown around so much that I think we don't have precise definitions. How do you define mindset?
Yeah, I really think about it in terms of how you think about the opportunities that are surrounding you, right? I mean, some people can look at a situation and some will look at it and the first thing that they're going to think about is, you know, what could go wrong? What is missing? Whereas someone different with the exact same situation will look at that and see opportunity in it. They'll think, well, what could go right? What could I do here to benefit from it? That's all, you know, mindset.
So it's a way of thinking, but what I'm hearing given my NLP background, it's really about framing as well. How you frame Definitely. The situation.
Yeah, it's how you not only think about something, but it's how you see it. And then based on what you see and based on what's going on in your mind, you then use that to make decisions, right? Some people will make a decision not to implement or not to take action based on what's going on in their mind. And others will think about that situation, see the opportunity within it, and then move forward, even though they might be feeling fear and be facing kind of the waters of the unknown.
Well, you know, I think a related area to this is metaphors. And mm-hmm. and I'll give you an example. And I'm sitting here because I think you're a really interesting guy and I want to learn more about you and how you approach, because you're incredibly successful. So my metaphor for life is that it's a jigsaw puzzle. And it's how can I put the puzzle pieces together differently? What is your metaphor about how you look at business? What are you always looking to change or do that gets you through the situation?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it would really be the idea of persistence. I started off as a young kid. My whole life was about sports. I was okay. always very competitive. And every situation that came my way, I always asked myself, what can I do to get past this? Just because something came up. And even inside the classroom, when I was in school, I remember being in college and having a professor say, you know, you're in this specific program. You can't take any other classes. I was studying Asian studies at the time. And the curriculum didn't allow for any business classes, but I was always very interested in business. So what did I do? Well, I figured out a way where I could pretty much make my case to the department head. And based on making that case, he allowed myself and one other friend to start taking commerce classes. So this is kind of the mindset that I've always had, where just because something isn't, you know, the way that you want it to be, doesn't mean that you give up and take a step backwards. Instead, figure out what you need to do to move forward. And doesn't mean that you don't get knocked down along the way and face challenges. I think we all do. And even at higher levels of success, some people think that just because you're successful, things are easy. Not at all. There's always new challenges that come and bring themselves forward. But it's always about what steps can you take to continue, you know, working towards your goal, whatever that goal may be.
You know, I'm really curious about a couple of things here, because you were into sports, and every sport has different metaphors. Every sport has different kinds of rules. So which sport did you really like the most, and how do you, this is the real interesting piece, how do you relate that to being a marketer today?
It's a great question. I played a lot of different sports. I was pretty competitive and at all-star level in rugby. I was in track and field in terms of doing discus and shot put and javelin. Actually, the guy that I could never beat, I was often silver in the provincials, and he was always winning the gold. He went on, his name's Dylan Armstrong, he went on to be in the Olympics a couple of times. So I played a lot of different sports. I can't say that there was maybe one that was my favorite. There was different favorites at different times that also did, you know, baseball and basketball, soccer. But yeah, I think, you know, for me, the real kind of driving force behind everything that I do is to figure out what you want to achieve, right? Get that goal in your mind, and then do whatever you need to do to reach that result. So in marketing and in business, I take the exact same approach. You know, we make a plan within our company, and then we figure out what do we need to do to reach that goal. And that may be about getting help from a coach or a mentor. It might be, you know, doing some own self-study, and it might just be testing stuff to get feedback so that we can figure out what doesn't work and then get us closer to actually, you know, a formula for success.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to challenge you. You're listening today. I want you to be part of this conversation. What is there in your background? It might be sports. It might be school. It might be, you know, actually nurturing your kids. It might be anything. But how do you take that thing that you're really good at, and how do you relate that to how you market yourself as a coach or consultant? Because I think there's, you can draw from one area and bring it into a different area. And I think as marketers, we have to constantly do that because we really want to up our game. You know, we're about to go to one of my favorite segments. And I know it's one of the things that you as listeners, you probably love this. And that's the lead magnet segment. But before we go there, is there like a final statement you'd make about mindset, that if there was one change that anybody listening today, if they made that one change, it would up their game as a marketer?
Yeah, I mean, the one that I feel has significant impact for people would be actually around their pricing. I think as long as you are delivering real value to your buyer, in the vast majority of cases, people are underpricing their service offerings or what they're providing to people. So my big challenge to everyone listening or watching the show is, you know, make sure that you're communicating value, and you have to be delivering on that value, but increase your prices. The number one reason why people don't increase their prices is just because they're scared to do it. There's the fear of, you know, what happens if the buyer says no to me, or I lose, you know, business from existing clients. Well, try it. You know, if you don't try it, you won't know. I've seen so many situations with clients that we worked with who have, you know, increased their prices, not added anything more in terms of the amount of time they're spending delivering those services, and be able to increase their fees 60%, 100%, 300%. We had one client that increased their fees 700%. I mean, that makes a really big difference to their lives.
Right. It is huge. And I agree with you. It is rare that I have a client that one of the first things we do is double their rates, not just so we can go out and charge more, but they're literally not charging enough. But that's a mindset game.
100%.
I have to convince their mind that they can do this.
Yeah.
And then they go do it and they go, oh, wow, they bought. And I go, yeah, of course. You know, you're selling the same thing. You're just finally getting paid what you should. Well, folks, I'm here with Michael Sapersky. He is from Vancouver, British Columbia. He's an expert in how to get the mindset that's behind success, so you as a coach or consultant can really up your game and up your profits. Up next, we've got the lead magnet section. Are you a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur who has $50,000 or more in revenue and you want to double or triple your business in 2018? Then I'd like to help you create a plan to achieve your goals. Claim your complimentary coaching call with me by going to consciousmillionaire.com/mycoaching. Again, schedule your free coaching call now at consciousmillionaire.com/mycoaching.
Hi, I'm R. Sean McBride. I love listening to Conscious Millionaire because I get actionable tips from today's leading experts that can help me do more in my business, that can help shape the future and understand what's going on today, how it impacts my business, and what it's going to do for me in the future. As a result of listening to Conscious Millionaire, I've been able to apply the tips to increase my sales, to interact better with my customers, and to do more of the things that I'm doing and to get my brand increased. It's been a great experience to bring home all this usable information in such a short, meaningful format that helps me do more.
A big thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire. And if you're a listener who loves the show, I'd love to interview you and then feature you in the listener spot on a future show. Just schedule a time for your recording at consciousmillionaire.com/listener. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/listener. Well, welcome back to Conscious Millionaire Marketing, the podcast and syndicated radio show. I am excited that you're here with us today. My special guest is Michael Sapersky. He is the author of the book, The Elite Consulting Mind, and we've been discussing the mindset behind success. And now it's time for one of everybody's favorite sections, the lead magnet. First of all, you're going to give a lead magnet to everyone. I'm going to tell you how to get that in just a moment. But here's the real valuable part. It's not just the lead magnet. We're going to analyze the three keys as to why this consistently converts for Michael, because you've got to have an amazing lead magnet yourself. So first off, Michael, what's the lead magnet we're going to be giving away today?
It's the Consulting Success Blueprint. It's a 51-page guide for consultants to help them to attract more clients, increase their fees, and win more business.
I love that. What are the reasons that you think this converts so well?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's very high value information. There's no fluff, no filler. It's, you know, all about really actionable principles and ideas and tactics that our clients have implemented with great success. Also, because it's actionable, people can get results as long as they implement the information contained within it. And also, it's geared specifically to B2B consultants. So, I mean, if someone is, let's say, a life coach or a massage therapist, there may be some ideas in there that could benefit them. But this is really for the B2B consultant.
And it would probably work for a B2B coach as well.
It definitely would. Yep.
And so you can get that right now by going to consciousmillionairemarketing.com. And at the top of the page, you're going to see a big gold image that says free podcast gifts. Go in there and then you'll see the image that has the lead magnet Consulting Success Blueprint. And you can click on that to get instant access as a listener to Conscious Millionaire. Well, it's time for the millionaire marketing questions. I love this section, and we've got some great questions today. Let's start with attracting prospects. Michael, what's your number one strategy for how coaches and consultants can attract more prospects?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that is really the low-hanging fruit and opportunity for everyone is to more actively engage with their network. And their connections. There's typically a gold mine just sitting under people that they aren't actively engaging with. So think about, you know, who is there that you haven't had a conversation with in the last 30 or 60 days and reaching out to them to kind of re-engage with them. That can often lead to significant business just by doing that. A second opportunity for people is to look at who are your second degree connections. So for example, if you go onto LinkedIn, you can do very, very specific searches to identify your ideal clients. You can then look to see who are the mutual connections, meaning the people that you already have a connection with that are connected to your ideal clients. And that's a very easy way then to get an introduction or to get a referral. That can lead to business quite quickly.
Yeah, I love that. So once you've attracted them, Michael, let's pull back the curtain a little bit more. What's your number one secret to actually closing the prospect so you can put money in the bank?
Yeah, it's a really great question. And the first thing that I would say, JV, is I don't think about it in terms of closing.
Okay.
I think that closing, first of all, puts a lot of pressure on the consultant or coach because it comes from a mindset of, you know, you have to really kind of force or push to win business. I find that for people, it's much easier if they think about how can we create an environment where simply we can offer exactly what the buyer wants to buy So it makes it very easy for them to say yes to you. I mean, I think a lot of people have heard the saying that people, you know, don't want to be sold to, but they love to buy. So if you can figure out and first of all, get very clear around exactly who your ideal client is, and then have what we call a meaningful, in this case, consulting conversation, but can be a meaningful sales conversation where you can really identify what is it that they care about, you know, what do they value most, and then figure out how to position your offering in a way that aligns with exactly that. Then it becomes very easy for people to buy because you're essentially offering them what they've just told you that they want. So that would be the biggest kind of key or suggestion for people is don't focus just on, hey, how can I sell what I have?
Right.
Instead, identify your ideal clients and, you know, have a very meaningful value, you know, kind of based and driven conversation with them where you can identify what they want and then figure out how to position your offering so that it's easy for them to buy it.
Well, you know, that reminds me, you know, I started out, I had a regional trucking line and I would go and we had multinational billion-dollar clients. That was the kind of people we dealt with. And I go have a meeting with them and I would just let them talk.
Yeah.
And I would sit there and I'd always ask myself, what's the one issue that they really want solved? Because there were all kinds of ways I could approach the trucking, right?
Definitely.
And then I would go, oh, we can solve that problem by doing this. Because they didn't actually care about any of the other stuff we could do. It wasn't important to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same thing you're saying. Listen, and there's always going to be one issue or one problem that matters the most.
Yeah, I think it's a very common mistake that consultants and coaches make where they want to talk a lot about themselves, their offerings, their methodology, what they can do, or what even their process is. And while clients and buyers do value those things, right, they want to know how you're going to get them from A to Z, what they, you know, care much more about is what will the outcome be? What are the benefits for me? What is the value and results that I'm going to be able to have by making this investment? And so you really want to focus on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just going to add this one because I think this is critical. Recently, I had a meeting with a coach and what they were selling was a $10,000 initial product. So, you know, that was in the range. But here's the problem. Before we had that meeting, we had another meeting because we met and I was interested in X. They spent the entire meeting trying to sell me Y, which I had no interest in.
Yeah.
Right?
Very, and I think
you've got to sell the X if that's what somebody wants to buy. What is your favorite marketing tool or app?
So there's a lot of really great tools out there. You know, I would say there's CRMs, for example, like HubSpot CRM or Pipedrive. You know, that I don't think there's only one CRM or the best because it really depends on, you know, what your goals are,
right.
What do you need for your business. But I would say that every consultant, every coach, everyone in business should be using some form of CRM or have some system or method that easily allows you to track your conversations and your engagements with people. Because one of the most important parts of marketing, as I think probably most people know, but yet most people don't do very well, is the follow-up, right? It's takes several conversations typically for most people to buy over a period of time because the vast majority of the market is not ready to buy when you first reach out to them, right? But if you learn how to nurture those relationships, over the long term, then, you know, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow or next week or next month, but over a period of time, people will be ready to buy. And so that's actually one of the biggest secrets to success in this business is learning how to nurture that pipeline and actually build up a pipeline so that you always have people reaching out to you to inquire about your services.
I think that's great. Now let's talk about books because I love books, especially in marketing. That's about all I ever read these days. What's a marketing book that you would recommend?
Yeah, so The Ultimate Sales Machine by the late Chet Holmes is just a great classic book. Highly recommend for anyone that has not read it.
Well, you know, Michael, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on what I call the new path to making your first million, and that's combining making a big impact with making big profits. How do you positively impact your customers? What do you focus on?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, we work with, so our business is a family business. My cousin Sam and I run the business together and we treat and work with all of our clients like they're part of our family. Our number one goal is really to help them to see results. And, you know, by working with them very closely in a small kind of intimate setting, we're able to do that very consistently. Those results are not just monetary. You know, what we care, and I think our clients care a lot more about, is not just making money. It's the lifestyle that it allows them to have, the, you know, the freedom, the flexibility, the time that they can spend to travel, or they can spend with their loved ones or their children, which otherwise when they're in the corporate world, they didn't have enough of. So the impact is not only financially, it's really that it allows them to be better people, to enjoy lives that make them very happy, and then also allows them to serve their community in a way that's much more meaningful for them.
Well, folks, it is time for the 48-hour marketing challenge. So you have 48 hours. We're not going to put you in a tank like Houdini, but you still only have 48 hours to identify and close a high-paying client. How are you going to do that, Michael?
Yep. So first thing that I would do would be, so it depends, right? I mean, whether you are brand new or you already have some contacts or a list, right? The approach would be different. But let's assume that you already have some form of pipeline, you know, you have some list. The first thing that I would do would be to send out an email to people on your list. This could also be to your network, people like that you're connected to on LinkedIn, otherwise. And I would ask them a very clear question that would help me to qualify whether or not they are an ideal client. And so
could you give us an example?
Yeah. So the email itself, I mean, might just ask kind of based on Dean Jackson's 9-word email, right? Yeah. Are you still interested in fill in the blank? And that might be, are you still interested in, you know, having a new website design? It might be still interested in, you know, sales training for your team. Like fill in the blank for whatever it is that you offer. And what you'll find is that you'll get responses from people. And then as soon as you get a response from those people, then the next thing is to say, well, you know, I have something that I think could work really well for you. You know, let's just jump on a quick call. That then takes you from the email to actually having a conversation. That conversation is essential in most situations when you're talking about a high value sale. And then the next step after that is to engage in that meaningful conversation, right? To really not just to go and say, hey, I have this special offer, you know, you can buy it now. So like that's promotion. No one wants that. But if you take that opportunity to jump on a phone, on a call with someone, to then really understand what's going on, ask them questions that will help you to identify the value that they care about, then you're very well positioned to make your offer. And it might be a special offer, like depending on the time of year, right? You might find an opportunity to provide some kind of incentive or some kind of discount or something that is unique. But regardless of the time of the year, I mean, the step is to reach out to people who you've identified as ideal clients. Ask them a question, because typically an easy to answer question is the best way to get a response from them. You don't want to go into pages and pages of content. You don't want to try and promote some product unless you already know that that's what they're interested in. But ask them a question that is easy for them to respond to. When they respond to it, then suggest that you jump on a quick call, or you might have a couple of other, you know, communications before having the call. And then when you get onto the call, focus on them, not on you. Focus on them and what they care about. Find out what that is. And then as you're having that conversation, in the back of your mind, and you should already kind of be prepared for this, figure out how can you position your offering so that it still fits with your model, right? You don't want to get into this idea of trying to customize your product or service just for every single client based on what they want. It should still fit into your model, but you want to figure out how do you position your offering in a way that it aligns with what buyers actually want, and then offer it to them.
Well, you know, this to me you did an incredible job with that. And I really want to thank you for that. And I want you to know, if you're listening today, that you can get, if you're driving, you're jogging, you're pushing the baby carriage, whatever you're doing, you can find out all this information and the exact steps on the show notes at consciousmillionairemarketing.com. Now, you know, all of us in growing our business have to conquer problems and challenges. And what I've discovered is the more successful we become, we actually go looking for them, because we've now figured out that if we could just figure out what problem or challenge we need to conquer, that we can get to our next level. What are you focused on in terms of a problem in your business right now?
Yeah, you know, I don't think as much in terms of problems, Rumble. JV, just as really what's the opportunity, right? Where do we want to go? And what areas do we need to improve in? So for us over the last little while, what we've been very, very focused on is implementing better systems and processes into our coaching program where we work with consultants, because our number one goal is helping our clients to achieve results. And so instead of just doing a whole bunch of, you know, additional marketing to bring in more and more clients, while that's always nice, what we've always been very focused on, and more so, you know, in this last little period, is ensuring that we have the right systems, the right processes ourselves to continue creating greater and greater results with our clients, because we've been having more and more demand for what we're doing. And I think there's a whole cycle there, right? As you figure out better and better ways to serve your clients, and your clients are getting greater results, that then feeds off of itself and actually creates more people who want to be a part of what you're doing.
I love that. And that's a great, as you put it, opportunity to be looking at. And I happen to love systems. It's how I build everything. Now it's time for the marketing lightning round. The first answer that comes into your mind, whatever associates, what's the best email subject line ever?
Thank you.
Ah, I love that. And we've been talking about a lot of strategies today, but what's a specific tactic that someone could implement today to market and connect with clients?
If you guys have any prospect, any buyer that you've been working to win business from, and they've gone silent on you, right? You know, I think everyone's kind of encountered that. It's like all of a sudden they showed interest and now they're gone. One approach that can work very well is send an email to them with a subject line, "Is everything okay?" Or "okay?" question mark. And the body of the email itself should really simply say, "Hi, X, whatever the name is everything okay? Question mark. You know, haven't heard from you, a little bit worried. Just, you know, let me know." So don't make it about your product. Don't make it about your service. Don't make it about business. Make it about them. Show them that you really care and that you're concerned about them. And you will be, I believe, if you're like many of the clients that we've done this with, you'll be pleasantly surprised at the response that you get, and how all of a sudden that can turn into people reaching right back out to you and saying, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I've been busy, whatever. Let's make this happen."
Great. Love it. A word or phrase that every marketer should use.
Free came to my mind, just because even though it's kind of cliche, it you know, it gets the attention of people and definitely does work. Another one would be value.
And if you could only use one marketing channel, which one would it be?
Email.
Now let's go back for our final lightning round question. And who was a top marketing mentor to you? And what are you going to be eternally grateful that they taught you?
Yeah, it's a really hard question, JV, just because we've done so much work with really great coaches and mentors over the years. Going back many, many years, one of the first people that I worked with was the managing partner of a large advertising agency in Japan. Mm-hmm. His name was Moriya, called Moriya-san. And he taught me a lot. He was much older than, you know, still is much older than I am. And just, you know, really showed me a side of business and of how to interact with clients that I learned a lot from. So I definitely would be grateful to him for, you know, forever.
Well, I want to thank you for being here with us today, part of the conversation. I want to remind you to go to the show notes. You'll get all the information that we've discussed. It's all organized for you. And to be sure to get the lead magnet, the Consulting Success Blueprint. We've been here with Michael Sapersky. He is the author of The Elite Consulting Mind. And you can get everything from today's show, all the links, by going to ConsciousMillionaireMarketing.com. And then click on the big gold image at the top of the page to get the lead magnet. That's the free podcast gifts, or you can click and go to the show notes. I look forward to connecting with you on our next show. And Michael, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
JV, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
I want to let you know about my new program, The Divine in Business, Your Real Secret to Profit and Growth. Whether you're a coach, consultant, or entrepreneur, if deep inside you have a spiritual focus in your life and you'd like to discover how to bring your desire to make this a better world into your business more deeply, so that you can both inspire others while increasing your own profit and growth, I'm personally inviting you to join me for my first ever 4-week program, The Divine in Business, Your Real Secret to Profit and Growth. To learn more, go to consciousmillionaire.com/divine. Again, that's consciousmillionaire.com/divine.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire, the show for entrepreneurs and coaches who want to increase profits and make a positive impact. The host, producer, owner of the show, and broadcast medias make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial advice is made in this show. You are advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors.